The possibilities just extend. We can, just coming in and doing this album with a bit more time and a bit more in the way of resources, it's just made us realise that we can work in lots of different styles, and it's been fantastic.
And the first time I started recording, I've been in the band a week, I think.
I guess, in a sense, some of the lyric content is a bit more surreal, a bit more to do with dreams and mythology, and not so much to do with doggedly relating local detail.
Jack bought a heater, an electric heater. The elements were made of wire and clay. He reached out to touch and heard a voice say,
tracks are put down with often all four of us playing, and that's what comes out. And you know, there's times where my guitar's feeding back because I'm near Ross's snare drum, and the sort of the force of him hitting the snare drum is making the guitar feed back in time, which is neat, you know, because you'd never get that overdubbing the guitar afterwards.
We're using more open tune guitars, and one track we're using banjo and a guitar played with drumsticks. There's all sorts of strange sounds that we've got into.
Because the risk we run is turning into a straight pop band, and I think we're perceived as that by maybe, or more and more we're being perceived by that, and that's the last thing we want to be, really.
I think a lot of people that are making new music here tend to underestimate the broader audience. They tend to think that if thousands of people buy and listen to what you've done, then somehow it diminishes the worth of what you've done, whereas I think that's nonsense.
I have down on the walls, and I paced out the floor, and I know every inch of the ceiling too. But I keep seeing you. Yes, I keep.
It's about songs, and it's about getting a sense of character, a sense of personality down onto tape. It's not about tasty licks and mile high snare drum sounds. It's